News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and moneyline.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Locations in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. Now, we are 2 for 2 this week on Sip going to the bank for what's going on with Shin Daddy. Was it 3 for 3? What's happening with Shin Daddy and Craig today, Bill?
Big day today. Today is phrase day.
I'm sorry.
It's
a
phrase day. It's not so much the heat, it's the humidity.
Uh-oh.
So Shin Daddy's got 2 big rooms set up inside the lobby. He's got a dry sauna and then he's got a steam room set up. So when you come in,
it's pretty harmless for you, right?
Yeah.
No,
so you're
come
coming
on.
In. So
no.
People will be in robes and towels.
No, I'm not.
People
doing
will be in robes. People will be in robes and towels.
What the hell is the judge doing over there?
Yeah,
in a towel.
In a towel. in the sauna. Getting
I'm not
steam
doing
in.
It.
Going to go get a steam.
Nope.
So all of a sudden, if you're working at the lumberyard, wouldn't mind getting a steam in. They're going to head over to the bank today. It's not so much the heat, it's the humidity.
Now, is this required to bank to go to the sauna then?
It's kind of required when you come in. No. You get a towel and a robe right when you come in.
Nope.
Yes.
And
Shin Daddy's the guy pouring the water over the hot rocks like that. He's the one doing that.
So he's in a robe then.
He's in a robe
all day.
Oh, he's in a robe right now. He's in a robe right now.
He's stretching right now.
Stretching.
He's ready for the day.
Sandals and a robe.
Now I'm walking in and walking out. Nope.
You wouldn't want to get a steam?
No, I don't want the towel. And I don't want the robe.
No, you want to get
here.
I'll cash this check.
This got to be 4 minutes.
What if the guy's going back and forth just between this hot sun and the steamer?
I'll cash the
check. You wouldn't want to do that. You wouldn't do that.
No.
Shin Daddy's there in a robe.
Getting in there with a bunch of strangers.
Strangers in a steam room. Your glasses all fogged up.
He says, nope, I'm not doing it.
Why are you handing me this?
Go get in the steamer.
I'll come tomorrow.
You should want me back. Try to
it's
get
not the heat. It's the humidity. What is wrong? Oh, no, it's good. Some people like that. No food involved, right?
It's relaxing.
Very relaxing.
Praise day at Midwest Praise Bank. Day. Thank you. Thank you to Shin Daddy Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685. Call or text
as always.
He
wouldn't want to do a steam. No. Just these simple there with his glasses all fogged up. People asking Lincoln Star Journal Star questions.
Hey, Sip.
All right. There was a hire yesterday in the Big Ten. Buzz Williams, 3-piece suit.
What's his name, Steve? What do you call him?
The Buzzer.
The Buzzer.
The Buzzer.
The Buzzer Beater.
The Buzzer is replacing Kevin Willard at Maryland. He's leaving Texas A&M where he's had a decent run, back-to-back years with wins in the tournament. Lost the second round.
Mm-hmm.
But he's moving on to Maryland to replace Kevin Willard. Initial thoughts on the hire for the Terrapins.
I'll give you a couple facts that you guys won't know. Think about this. Think about the Buzzer, the road he's traveled. He'll be the first coach to be a head coach in the Big East, the ACC, the SEC, and now the Big Ten. He's seen a lot.
Power conferences.
Yeah, he's seen a lot. You guys probably don't remember it. And I didn't either until I was reading the article. Hold on. Got to read more. He went to the Elite Eight. His deepest run was in 2013 when he took Marquette to the Elite Eight. I didn't remember that. That was his deepest run. Now the 52-year-old Williams is one of this is a good fact, is one of 12 active Division I head coaches to win at least one tournament game at three different programs. The deepest run being at Marquette. That's a good hire. I'd say it's a really good hire. I would agree with that.
Oh, if you're, I think you're more excited than what left.
Ooh, are you sure about this?
Yeah. Well, first of all, everyone's excited. Everyone's excited that he's gone because the hate for Willard is high with everything how it's handled with the two press conferences was horrific. So there's that. But let's just say that Willard just left in good graces and they got Buzz. Mm-hmm. You're probably pretty excited, I would imagine.
I think so. His track record's really good.
The interesting thing today was I'm driving in and I'm listening to a show and all of a sudden they're talking and all of a sudden Jeff Goodman.
Yes.
Jeff Goodman calls into the show.
Field of 68.
Yeah, he calls into the show again. They go, I'll give you a little perspective on what's going on here. They're just randomly talking about that there's a change. They go, his act gets old. The buzzer.
Yeah.
They said his act gets old. And he's on the move all the time because it's too much. And then he also made it very clear that A&M was not upset.
I'm glad that you raised this because I did raise that on the radio the other day. The buzzer's a lot to deal with. He's one of those guys that kind of tells you how you should do things, and he shows up late a lot. It's kind of you're on buzzer time. Right. We know Nicole.
Yes, Nicole Griffith
down at Texas A&M, and she said, "Yeah, you're not gonna like buzzer when Nebraska played him." So I think he does wear you out a little bit.
Yeah,
but he's probably really intense.
Was this Goodman saying he didn't like the hire? Then it sounds like he's
no, he didn't. He didn't say didn't like the hire. He just said he goes, "There's some information for you." Said the act gets old real quick.
That's not so bad.
There's a lot of coaches that are starters. There are a lot of coaches that are starters. I mean, they go to places, they can flip things around. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what's that show about that when they flip the bars? What's that with that?
It'd be what is John Taffer, gosh.
I don't know the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Well, I can't think about that.
Bar something, and he comes in and just renovates.
Bar rescue, right?
Bar rescue. Comes in and rescues the bar.
But
he's a lot.
You know, I've seen the show, he's a lot.
That's kind of what this is.
The buzzer, yeah.
This is what Jeff Goodman said, That's what he does. He covers basketball.
Right. Oh, yeah. Goodman's the best. See, you know, guys like him, there's a quote from Bo that I always remember. And I didn't understand it when he said it, but it just goes exactly with this conversation. When he took the job, he said, Sip, I'm not going to be there. I won't be here for more than 5 years. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, because I wear people out. I just wear people out. Now, I think he ended up being here for more than 5 years, right? Seven? Was he here seven?
Yep.
But he said that initially. I always remembered it. And I think it's the same thing applies to the buzzer. I think he just kind of wears it out.
His track record, again, we all know all the jobs he went to, he's been successful. But at Marquette, in the 6 years there, he made the tournament 5 of 6. The last year he didn't make it. Went on to Va Tech after that. But Sweet 16, twice, Elite 8, one time. Very good track record at Marquette. And then in Virginia Tech, tough place to win. Not a basketball program, right?
Not really.
First 2 years, nothing. Then the NIT, it went from 11 wins the first year to 20 NIT, and then he made the tournament 3 straight years and a Sweet 16 at Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be formidable.
And A&M, again, no tournament the first 3 years, and then the final 3 years tournament, and including the last 2 years, he's won a game. So, very solid track record.
Come on, now now he's in fertile recruiting territory with a lot of money. They have a good NIL program. Now I will say this: Queen hasn't made a decision. Derek Queen.
But we did. I read you the other day of draft guest. He's top five. He's a top five pick.
Yeah, and he hasn't. He said last night he threw out the first pitch at an Orioles game.
Orioles game, yep.
Or maybe a Washington game. He threw out the first pitch in a major league game, and they asked him if he's coming back. He said he doesn't know. He was sad that Willard left. I bet you Willard is one of those guys that's good rapport
good
with
locker.
Players.
Yeah. His guys played really well.
They did. They're losing.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as you did before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you are correct. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and money line.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
They're losing Julian Reese to graduation. Mm-hmm. And you remember, is it Selton Miguel or Miguel Selton? One of the two. He has two first names.
I think Miguel's the last one. Yeah. Last name.
And he's gone. And then there's two guys going in a portal, but they're not naming them yet. So they're losing a bunch. If they lose Queen, it's a lot. But come on, everybody loses.
In terms of Derek Queen's comments on Willard, now, when they beat Colorado State, mm-hmm. after they hit the buzzer beater, he was like singing Willard's praises, saying, "Why'd you stick around? Well, coach got us paid." And Willard's like shaking his head like, That's right. My God. He mentioned him like, "Yeah, he got us paid." Yeah. So, of course, he likes Kevin Willard. He mentioned him by name in the press conference when he hit the buzzer beater.
Yeah, and he said, "Well, he's got us paid." Yeah.
So, yeah, I could see why he might be upset to see him go.
As far as Trev goes, I wouldn't ask Bill this and Jake. I hear this all the time and it bothers me. So and so didn't get along with his athletic director. I always am skeptical or I dismiss the conversation to a large degree if I hear a coach doesn't like his athletic director. My first thought is, who cares? It's the athletic director has to hold the coach accountable. So it could get a little bit. There could be some tension, which I'm glad if there's tension. I've had bosses that weren't bosses, then they became bosses, and the relationship changes because now it's different. They got to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
And now I don't like my boss because he's got to hold me accountable. And he's got to tell me sometimes I'm messing up. I don't like him. I liked him better when he wasn't my boss. if the coach and the AD don't get along that well, okay. That's all right.
It's not a big deal.
No.
I mean, like, you want to be functional. You don't want to have total alignment, though. If they have different, it might get longer. But if everyone agrees on the total alignment, this is how we're going about it. This is what we're going to get done. If alignment's off, then it's a mess. You may not, might be like going, okay, I really don't enjoy going to these meetings or whatever. But our alignment's, we're in line. We're in line with what's going
on. That's important. But like when you heard Fred didn't like Trev. Well, of course he didn't like Trev. Trev cut his salary. I mean, what would you expect? Ross didn't like Trev. Well, yeah. Whacked him. Gave him a haircut. I mean, that would piss you off. So, no, I'm almost heartened when I hear it. Doesn't like the idea they don't get along. Good. Doesn't have to get along.
It's fun to hear how things go now, because now the word that was mentioned by Goodman was Beard.
Ooh.
Beard to A&M?
Get Texas back.
Does that not make it interesting for
Texas back?
Texas now has a new coach, and now A&M has a new coach.
Yeah, and blood rivals. Guys,
yeah, it's Miller and it's Beard.
That would be awesome. Please, sign me up right now.
I want some
Come on,
that.
A&M. Yeah. Kid Chris Beard.
Would Trev do
that? I don't know.
It's a little risky, right?
It's a little risky. Yeah, it's a little bit.
Because of Beard's past.
Yeah.
Hmm. Now, where would Trev go?
Ole Miss, though.
Where will Trev go?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah, no one knows.
Does Fred get a phone call from Trev Alberts?
I don't know. Could he sell Fred to that fan base?
We point out that the record that Fred has here is the fact that he's been here this long with a record is very hard to fathom.
Could he
sell
Fred?
It'd be hard to have a fan base say, "Wait, hang on. What was his record at Nebraska? Right. It was that bad, and you want to hire him?"
Yeah, I don't know if he can sell it. I don't know if he could sell that. I don't know if he could. So, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what he'll do. But it's worth watching, isn't it?
It is. I still think it's still a little shocking. That's what was talked about this morning by Goodman. It was still, and everyone on the show talked about it. It's like he's leaving a lot of resources. And I know you said that, you know, that Maryland has this great NIL package, but the head coach just went on radio and said that right. They don't. They weren't even allowed to, you know, which is funny.
No, he didn't say they didn't have a great NIL package. What's that? Did he?
Yeah, I mean, in essence, he did.
I thought he was saying there's a hotel.
Well, that was one thing.
That was
the biggest thing was the NIL. Yes, the biggest thing was the money for.
But they
players.
Got a $10 million check.
Yeah.
He needs more, apparently.
Yeah, if someone gave you a $10 million check, that's not even enough for 1 year. So it's like, what's the setup?
It's close.
Yeah, it's close. But it's that's what Goodman said. Right now, it's 10 to 12 million. That's what you got to have
year.
For a good 10 roster.
12 million.
10 to 12 million for a good roster. That's what it's costing.
But you would agree, if you're a basketball coach, wouldn't you rather be in the Maryland area than Southern Texas?
No.
Really?
No, I'd rather be where you have – your resources, you know, are really strong.
But talent wise.
And you're in the SEC.
Basketball talent in the Washington,
D.C. I don't see that in basketball at all. There's players from all over the place go everywhere. I don't see it where it's like, we're in football. I'm in Texas. I'm in Georgia. I've got close proximity.
I'd rather
really
be on
players.
The coast, East Coast.
I just don't know how much it is. Players go everywhere. I don't see it as much like, man, just take a look at how did Omaha do this year?
Okay. Well, from all over the country.
Yeah, they're
not one Nebraska player,
one Nebraska
right?
player
one
on
person.
The team. Yep. And so my I know that's a weird thing. Well, that's Omaha, Bill. I get that, but I don't look at it that way.
I'd rather be on the East Coast.
I'd rather have resources. I'd much rather have resources. We saw.
But I don't. Now hold on. What are we talking about? Maryland doesn't have. They're in a Big Ten.
They don't have the resources. No, they don't have the resources.
Not the A&M.
No, not even close. Not even remotely close.
Good compared to a lot of teams, but not compared to A&M. Yeah.
But like you said, because it runs the act runs,
wears people out,
and it's time to move.
Okay.
The exact word from Goodman was: he goes, A&M is not upset.
Ooh,
that's exactly what he said. He goes, A&M is not upset.
Maybe because they have
it
somebody.
It was probably
lined
one
up.
Of those conversations. No one knows this, but it sounds like a classic of like, hey, just letting you guys know, Maryland's reached out to me. That's a great deal. You should probably take that job. You should probably
be on your way, Buzz.
That's what it sounds like.
Thanks,
you should probably take
What's
that
the
job.
What's the farthest he went at A&M in the
he
tournament?
He went to
the
round of 32 twice.
Yeah, he didn't
That's
win
it.
A tournament. Yeah.
Never got to the Sweet 16 there. But three straight tournaments and 2 years in a row, he did win a game.
It's pretty incredible because what he's done, it places an outpost. Because Virginia Tech is an outpost.
Yes.
Marquette, I really want
to say. He made a Sweet 16 at Vautech. That's really impressive.
That's really impressive. But for as famous as Buzz is, never been to a Final Four. Never been to Elite Eight. Right?
One Elite Eight.
2013.
So, but he's well known. We talk about him all the time.
The buzzer,
because of his three piece.
He's best, a personality.
Yeah,
he's a personality. God,
and he sweats a lot. Very sweaty.
Yeah. Yeah.
With his attire. By the way, I saw this. You mentioned Omaha. One second. Markel Sutton was a star for the player of the year in the Summit League.
Point guard, correct?
Now he's actually a forward.
Oh,
JJ White's the point guard.
JJ White.
That's what I was thinking.
Markel Sutton announced that he's going to visit LSU today and also do a Zoom call with Nebraska.
Oh.
A Zoom call.
Oh.
So LSU
well,
gets to visit.
Nebraska's out in Vegas.
Right. But Nebraska will get a Zoom call from Markel Sutton.
Got it. We can revisit this when I get a chance to look at it. It sounds like Nebraska's going to get Price Sanford. You didn't see that on a message board?
No. Robin I saw he was reported. Talking to Illinois also, though.
Like Robin reported yesterday. It sounds like it's a few days away from Sanford.
Okay.
That would be good. That's not Bryce Williams good. He's 8.8 a game. But that would be good. That would be a good addition. So things are starting to crystallize a little bit. And then there's the Jamarcus Lawrence possibility of him coming back. So far, that's okay.
Could Markel Sutton be the Bryce type again, playing the Summit League at Omaha? But
he
averaged 19.5 points a game, same as Bryce at Nebraska.
You saw him play, Bill. I haven't seen him.
He's pretty solid. I don't know if he's a Bryce type.
For me to say that, that would be kind of irresponsible.
Yeah.
For me to
would.
Say
that. So he's going
to
be all Big Ten?
Yeah. That would be first of all, I'd say no. Because to be first team All Big Ten, really hard.
Right.
There's 18 teams. It's really hard.
There's a lot of good players.
A lot of good players.
And by the way, reminder, Nebraska does play tonight in the Crown, 8:30 p.m. FS1 against Georgetown, trying to advance to the semifinals of the Crown. Sipple watched the first half, he told us.
Yeah, I vow to watch the first half.
I am so bummed with that time of
exit. Put it at 6.
I'm telling it's going to happen. I'll end up staying up for it.
Yep. You'll be so tired
and then
tomorrow.
At 3 o'clock, sugar will get me up to go to the bathroom.
You're not going
to
sleep much.
You're not going to sleep much. Yeah.
I'm committed to sleep. I'm committed to sleep.
And watching the first half.
First half.
We'll take that. Yeah. When we come back, time for a Wednesday edition of Bills Thrills next
the Thrills.
On Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois.